Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, you can go there. You can put stories up so that we'll see them and other people will see them. You can vote other people's stories up. They can vote your stories up or down. It's freetalklive.com. It is as interactive as the radio program is, but there's some kind of big news in the Liberty community today. Actually, there's quite a bit of news, but this one I thought would deserve the first go. Now, I don't have a lot of information in the story. It seems to be, you know, difficult to tell exactly what's going on, but it would appear as though Adam Kokesh and the Kokesh versus the Man show have been canceled from RT. I don't know what else is going to happen. I have heard that there's an opportunity for maybe the show is going to be picked back up in a week or so, but that doesn't mean, you know, this is rumor, folks. I hear that the cancellation is not rumor, and the fact that it'll be picked up would be, or the idea that it would be picked up would be a rumor. But I guess it happened because Kokesh said something, encouraged people to donate to the Ron Paul campaign. How would donating, you know, suggesting that people donate to a political person that you support be some kind of violation of SEC rules?
Well, there's a lot of rules that people don't know about. Look at how many laws there are in the books that nobody even heard of.
Yeah. I mean, it very well could be a rule that you can't do it. I don't know. I mean, here's a post from thedailypaul.com where somebody who appears to be sort of in the know, FBI exposer is his nom de plume, and he's pretty rough on Kokesh in this, as though Kokesh should know what all the bizarre words are that are written by the politicians about you know, campaigns and things like that. I mean, why in the world should he know? Why shouldn't he be able to get on a television show and say, I think you should vote for this guy or that guy?
Isn't it funny how a lot of those campaign finance so-called reform laws are written by the people who want to stay in power?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's ludicrous to have lawmakers make the laws on campaign finance. It's nuts. If, you know, at the very least, if you're thinking of using this paradigm, you should have a whole nother body of people that don't live in Washington, D.C. They're housed in Topeka or something like that, and you have them make the laws on what the politicians have to go by. If you were going to even use that paradigm, I frankly think that that government should be so small that that it doesn't matter what the rules are for getting elected.
Well, those people can be bought too.
They would be able to be bought, no doubt. Mm. But it would be a little harder. It's a little, I mean, at this point, instead of getting a different group of criminals to regulate the criminals, you have the criminals regulating themselves. So, I admittedly agree with you, Wayne. This FBI exposer fella says that, you know, that Kokesh effed up, that the Ron Paul campaign reacted in a manner that they were forced to react by Kokesh's mistake and the legal matter that Kokesh precipitated. And I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't know this rule either. I mean, I could have just as easily have done something like this. And it looks like this is being done because of an SEC filing by one of these patriot groups that doesn't like Russia Today, the television, or RT, which used to be called Russia Today, doesn't like them because they are funded by Russia. Now, the fact is that whatever Russia Today is doing, you know, they're putting out a television channel that anybody can pick up, any group can pick up if they want to, just like Al Jazeera, and they're funding them with government funds. I don't think Al Jazeera is funded by government, but they, you know, the United States has been doing this for decades.
Radio Free Europe?
Yeah, all this, the United States has been putting out radio, I assume television too, and bombarding the East Bloc and Russia and the Soviet Union with this stuff. So the idea that the Russia Today does it doesn't bother me. I mean, they're doing is opening up to other voices. It's difficult to get a voice heard that believes in peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. Because frankly, the government is against all of those things. The government is against peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. The United States government, frankly, the Russian government, and all governments. They don't want those things. War is the health of the state. Freedom is the opposite of government. And personal responsibility, why would the government want you to have personal responsibility? If you had personal responsibility, you wouldn't need them for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and number three is Ron Paul can't say anything to anyone about this legal matter, least of all RT or Kokesh, because of the situation as it stands. The media is awaiting the campaign to make a wrong move. And I suspect that the mainstream media is waiting on Ron Paul to really step in it. No doubt about that. The Kokesh was forced to resign from RT because he was the cause of the legal matter that RT now finds itself embroiled in. And like I said, this is totally, you know, this guy's totally anti-Kokesh in this thing here. Six posters from posters like From Jericho on DP is now baiting the campaign to legally embroil itself in this matter. Who knows why? Some DPers, this is Daily Paul, including, I'm certain, both genuine RP and Kokesh supporters with genuine concern, as well as establishment plants who want to hurt the campaign, are whipping up the froth and division advertently or inadvertently to try to get the campaign to engage in something they shouldn't, so the media can take advantage of the situation to go after Ron Paul. And I would agree that the more important scenario here is you know, the Ron Paul campaign as opposed to the Kokesh situation. If he's talented enough, his show will be picked up someplace else. It stinks to get fired. I've been fired in radio. If you haven't been fired in radio, you're not really in radio. Wayne, you been fired in radio yet? You're fired.
I'm trying to.
So, you know, it's a tough scenario. I feel for Kokesh. If this is remotely close to the truth, I feel for him, because how in the world is he supposed to know this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they give you courses in these things. It's not like they tell you this stuff. It's not like you have any idea. If he said, I recommend you vote donate to the Ron Paul campaign, then what he was doing is he was speaking his heart. He likely has done so the same as he recommends. He is an ex-military guy, and if you take all the donations from all military individuals, I think it was from Q2, but likely it's true for Q right now and Q1 and all that, you'll find that Ron Paul was donated more to than any other candidate. He was donated to more than any Republican.
More than all of them put together, from what I saw.
I don't know if it was Obama and all the Republicans put together, but I can tell you that it was more than Obama, and it was more than all the Republicans put together. So it was quite a bit more than all the Republicans. It could very well, it's close to what we're saying there.
You know, I find Russia Today rather interesting, because I think it's really ironic that the Russians now are providing media that's actually more truth-based than the American media is. Everybody used to always think the American media was so good, and Walter Cronkite would tell it like it is, and we find out it's all a bunch of baloney. It's all propaganda. It's very slanted.
I don't know that so Russia Today is putting lots of stuff on the air, and they appear to be slinging whatever they can at the wall and hoping that whatever sticks. Mm-hmm. They appear to be just putting out stuff to be sort of derisive. The truth is not their highest goal.
Right, but they can use the truth as a weapon.
I'm sure that they know that truth is valuable, whereas lies can be exposed. But frankly, governments have been using lies as tools for a very long time. The United States, if the United States has been using its propaganda tools in the Soviet bloc or wherever, you know, over there in Eastern Europe and that kind of thing, in order to tell the truth against the Russian government, I support that. And if the Russian government is using its propaganda tools to tell the truth against the United States government here in the United States, I support that. Yeah. And I think that anybody who doesn't like RT because they're from Russia is a jingoistic nationalist. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's not worthy of living in the United States, because they're not able to even ask themselves tough questions. They're not patriots. They're just jingoists.
Foolish. They're very foolish.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle camel. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brought no one with me, no one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, take control of the show, talk about what you want to talk about. By take control, I mean talk about what you want to talk about. We'll talk back to you. It's not like you're going to just turn off the mics and go home after you start talking or anything like that. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
Go check out freetalklive.com. We have many options there for you to listen to the program. Not only are we on 109 great radio stations across the United States, I think it might be 110. More than 100 great radio stations across the United States. We also have the live stream there for you. We have a couple of different satellite options. We're on XM and free-to-air satellite. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And listen lines, you can call in to these telephone numbers that we have at listen.freetalklive.com and listen anywhere that you can get cell phone service or regular phone service, whatever. We make it easy for you. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Do you want to feel better and improve your quality of life? Join me by taking two capsules of New Zealand's Nature Bee plant pollen every day. Since I've been taking New Zealand's Nature Bee, I have felt better. I've had better digestion. I've slept better. And this can, you know, this and much more, it affects people entirely differently. It depends on how you need micronutrients in your body. Here's Mike Buck to tell you why it's the best in the world.
I'll tell you, Mark, unlike the rest of the bee pollen that you can buy all over the place in health stores and places like that, our patented process actually cracks open those tough cell walls, and that releases the full nutritional power. Comes to you from the pristine environment high up in the southern Alps of clean, green New Zealand. It's the original ancient dynamite of nutrition. Nature Bee is not ordinary pollen. Our potentiation process really does unlock all of its incredible natural power. And unlike other expensive supplements, Nature Bee is truly bioavailable. Available and absorbs quickly into your system. Highly effective, totally affordable.
These days, listeners are really concerned with value and a money-back guarantee. What kind of a special deal can you cut us today, Mike?
Free Talk Live, no matter how tight your budget is, folks, listen to this. No excuses. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery, and we throw in three more months for free. I know that sounds like a lot, but if you do the math, it's 37 little pennies a day, and boy, are you worth it. Call toll-free and get it rolling right to your place right this minute. 1-866-834-8355. Or, if you'd like to go online and check out the website and then order, it's easy. Nature Bee. That's naturebee.com.
That's right, everybody. Come on, be just like me and just do it. Call 866-834-8355 now. It's 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com. Free Talk Live, give us a call at 855-450-3733. And, you know, this idea that they've gone after Adam Kokesh for just talking about who he likes in the election, Ron Paul, and I guess recommending that people donate to his campaign.
Well, there's a difference there, though, Mark. You know, many people on the air, even Republicans at times, have spoken positively about Ron Paul. But when you start telling people or recommending people donate to a campaign, that's another story. That's the line according to the law. I don't agree with the law, but that's how the law is written.
I understand, but, you know, I mean, should one have to be a lawyer in order to go on the air and talk about what's important to them? I mean, to me, it's a freedom of speech violation. The recommendation, you know, the idea that if I recommend that you donate to someone's campaign, whether it's, you know, Ron Paul or Gary Johnson or whatever presidential campaign, that if I do that, that somehow I am doing something wrong and some, you know, crackpot patriot website that wants to, you know, dump on RT is going to go after you for it. And, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened to Free Talk Live, frankly. You know, I find it very disconcerting that, you know, people, there's these little landmines set out there. You have no idea where they are. You step on them, kaboom, your career is over. And it's just, it's scary. It's scary. As a broadcaster, I really feel for Kokesh in this area. How could he have possibly have known? He was just going on the television and talking about what was important to him. I'm not saying that it was legal. I don't know what the law is. I know that the law is written by people who do not have to obey it. That's what I know about the law.
And a lot of the laws are written by people who don't want competition.
That much is true. So, speaking of Ron Paul, there's a story in The Atlantic about why are you scared of Ron Paul? Is that right?
That's right. And this author, his name is Connor Friedersdorf, asked some very good questions, actually, in this article. Why does Ron Paul scare you, he asks. Say he's elected president. What's the worst thing that can happen? Be specific. And he's actually calling out to his audience to write back to him and discuss some of these things. Every presidential candidate inspires voters to ask themselves, quote, if this person is elected, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Since we're risk-averse, the imagined answers that take hold are huge factors in campaigns. In 1964, when Barry Goldwater ran, the worst-case scenario in the minds of the electorate was, if he won, would there be a nuclear war with the USSR?
Right, and that was what I believe planted by the Johnson campaign was.
Yes.
You know, there's this commercial with a nuclear mushroom cloud rising, and do you really want to elect Barry Goldwater? I'm just making up the words, but I believe that this is what was done. I'm only relaying what I believe to be true.
And there were some lies.
Please don't sue me, FCC. SEC, excuse me.
There were also some outright lies back then in the media about Goldwater at the time. Not that I love him, because I was too young then to vote for him, but. Anyway, the article goes on. 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton tried and failed to persuade voters that if Barack Obama was elected, the worst-case scenario was a 3 a.m. phone call that he was too inexperienced to handle. Evaluating John McCain, a lot of voters, myself included, thought the worst-case scenario was that he'd die, making Sarah Palin into the worst world's most powerful person. So I got to thinking, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen if Ron Paul wins? And by that metric, how does he measure up to the folks he's running against? Don't ask why I chose him. It's obvious.
Yeah, right. He's entirely different than the other three top-tier Republican candidates out there. He's advocating all kinds of different stuff than they are advocating. Mm-hmm.
The idea of him in the White House makes a lot of people reading this post uneasy. Despite my libertarian sympathies, meaning the writer here,
yeah.
There is even a part of me that has always felt, without ever having thought it through, that putting Paul in the White House would be the biggest gamble of all the possible candidates running in the GOP primary. His tenure might have tremendous upsides. Zero imprudently launched wars, a resurgence of civil liberties, more transparency. But he's also a radical who wants to see more fundamental change than any other candidate.
That much is true. He absolutely wants to see some fundamental change to the government. And that is, it's abundantly clear. I would weigh that against an imprudently started war by so many of these demagogues that are running. I mean, the kind of folks that run basically talk this God, guts, and guns kind of rhetoric, and they whip the base of the Republican Party. So therefore, the most sort of militant ones, the ones are liable to get elected. And do you really want a war with China? Do you really want a war with Iran? I don't.
Me either.
At this point, you're at six wars and counting. How many wars can the United States really afford?
I don't think the United States could actually even fight a major, large-scale war with China, since China's providing the United States with so much of its equipment now. So
there are a lot of people, and many of them that vote Republican, that would really like to see China attack because they're dangerous. They're dangerous red commies. I mean, every time Rush Limbaugh talks about the Chinese, he says the Chi-Coms.
Yes, the Chi-Coms.
I mean, if that isn't intended to create enemies, I don't know what is.
I'm shuddering just thinking about it.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Give us a call. Talk to us about whatever you want to talk about. It's 855-453. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices on gold that you can get on the Internet. Go check out gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy gold and silver from anybody, go to gold.freetalklive.com. See the pieces and coins we have there. Not only will you be helping out Free Talk Live, but you'll be getting some great rates on gold and silver. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And let's go straight into the calls with Chris in Michigan. Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to share a little story I had from a few years back. I was in the military at the time, and I was stationed out at Fort Carson, Colorado.
Okay.
And this is probably, I think it was like in 04, 05. It was 04. I ended up getting into a car accident. The highway rolled by Jimmy like 6 or 7 times.
How'd that happen?
Evidently, I took out one of those. Oh, well.
Was alcohol involved?
Genius idea. No. Well, not with me, no.
Okay.
The genius idea of the government out there was to use sand on their ice instead of salt.
Okay,
so
that's a bad idea,
ice,
yeah.
Thaws out, there's, yeah. So I hit a patch of sand winding on one of the highways to the Rocky Mountains and rolled about 6 or 7 times almost onto another, just underneath an overpass, almost on another portion of the highway. But in the process of doing that, evidently I had taken out one of those little reflective poles on the side of the road, so metal green deals with a reflective button on it.
Was it,
and,
hold on, is it... Is it one of the government ones, which is sort of this bent metal rail that has a rectangular green reflector thing, or are you just talking about one of those cheap things that people put up next to their mailboxes?
No, this is a government one. This is on the highway.
So at this point, I guess it didn't really damage your Jeep anymore. You'd already rolled the Jeep a couple of times, so
yeah,
you probably didn't even notice.
The Jeep, or the Jimmy, but yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went, you know, I paid my fines and whatnot. This was in the process of taking
There's
one of my
fine
guys, my
for rolling your Jeep?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you get a, you get a charge with careless driving in Colorado if you get into a car accident, even though no other vehicle's involved.
I guess that makes some sense. All right.
To them.
Yeah, but to, so, right. I mean, the idea is that the fine will dissuade you from doing it in the future, I guess. You know, it probably would have been more effective if they would have put some frickin' salt on the road.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. So I ended up doing that, and this is far from the military installation. It was a couple hours away in Colorado to one of the guys in my unit to a relative's house for Thanksgiving. And so I took care of all that deal, thought I paid all the fines that I had entailed with the car accident.
Of course.
And about a month or two later, I got a phone call from my folks back home in Michigan, and they told me that they got a letter in the mail for a bench warrant for my arrest.
A bench warrant?
I was like, okay, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Now, back then, I was pretty naive with the state and all, of course. I worked for them. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to go down there and take care of this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to go turn myself in and take care of this. So... in Colorado, just like out here in Michigan, they do have a pickup radius. I was far outside the pickup radius, so this bench warrant, in theory, if I would have never gone anywhere near that county, which since then I never have, they would have never been able to pick me up anyways.
Interesting.
But,
all right.
I was trying to do the right thing, and or at least at the time I thought it was the right thing. I went down there with one of my sergeants and get down there, and I said, hey, talk to the sergeant at the desk there at the police station. Said, I got this bench warrant. I want to come down here and talk to you guys about it. I want to get it taken care of. He said, all right, well, yeah, we gotta put you in one of the holding cells here just as a formality. They throw some handcuffs on me and puts me in a cell.
How long was this formality?
4 hours and some change.
just a formality.
Just a formality. And so then finally, one of the guards down there comes down to talk to me, and he says, well, the judge won't be able to see it until Monday. It's on a Friday.
So it's a formality. And, oh, my God, you went in on a Friday. Yeah, you really were naive. So it's a formality that you went into the holding cell, all right? And then it's going to be a formality that your butt goes into jail and gets three squares on a hard concrete bed until the judge shows up.
Well, what ended up happening was you had to be back in time for formation on come Monday morning at OR30. So that means I had to post bail.
Oh,
so
God.
That was I ended up having to pay them $300 to get out of there.
Okay, well it beats spending the night in jail.
Yeah, I missed information and having to deal with those folks back at the base at the post. So anyways, I did that, and I did finally come back to talk to the judge after I paid the money to get out of there. And he stand in front of the judge's little podium or his little stand there he has in front of his desk, and he reads me the fines, and he tells me the reason why I got that bench warrant is because there was one of those reflective folds I'd taken out, and I hadn't paid my fine on it. I had to pay the fine. So I figured out what the fine was. The fine is $250. So I was pretty shocked by it. I said, Your Honor.
Little post.
So I told him, I said, Your Honor, I can go around to Home Depot here and pick up one of those metal rods and a reflective button and put it in myself for way cheaper. He said, yeah, but that's not Department of Transportation certified.
Right, well, you got to do it by them. You know, I'd like to point out I've got a few of these things out by my house lying in the ditch because when they go and do the plowing, the Department of Transportation runs them over and throws them off into the ditch. So they run their own little reflectors over.
Oh, that's great.
They don't have to pay.
No.
The moral of the story for me was I should have never went back in the first place.
Yeah,
you never been at the county since they've never picked me up.
You know what? You operate. People operate. We all operate under such fear from governmental organizations that I totally understand. I mean, you didn't know that they had some kind of radius of pickup for something like this. I mean,
right,
you very well could have been living your life 5 years later, living in, you know, Seattle someplace, and some cop pulls you over for some, you know, little thing rolling through a stop sign or getting a speeding ticket or whatever, and you got a bench warrant in Colorado, and you've got to spend the next month and a half in jail, all, you know, being transported across the United States by U.S. Marshals in order to work this out. I can assure you, friends of mine have had situations like that happen. I mean, you know, having been in prison, for those that have listened to the show for some period of time, know that I spent 9 years in prison. I knew guys that were in for going to the convenience store without their driver's license on them. I knew guys that, you know, like trespassing. They went back to jail for all kinds of silly things. So will they come get you? Yeah, they'll come get you. So, I mean, I understand why you did what you did. My first and highest recommendation would be don't go on a Friday.
Yeah, I know that now. Unfortunately, I was 18 at the time. wasn't Wasn't thinking.
But you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to be honest.
I'll call you guys with my desertion charge.
Yeah. Well, it beats a desertion charge. You had a desertion charge?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened there?
That's not a fun story. I can tell you next week if you want, or I can tell you now.
Call us again with it, actually. Call in later with it. It'll be great.
Wow, that sounds like George Carlin's story. Did you ever see that special? Remember when Dennis Miller used to do the show on HBO back in 97?
Yeah.
He interviewed George Carlin on his stint in the military. It's hilarious. You can pull it up on YouTube, and it sounds something like that.
I can tell you, just having talked to many guys in the military, some of them will tell you, it's the greatest thing that I ever did. It taught me personal decency and respect and discipline. And there's that crowd. And then there's another crowd that's like, I went into the military. It nearly ruined me for working. That's what my uncle said. I mean, a guy I respect a great deal, raised a family, made his life, done a really great job. And he's like, it almost broke me for real work. Because I didn't learn how to do real work there. Your whole time for 4 years was spent trying to get out of work. And having been working for the state in prison, I can tell you it's exactly what it's like. The bureaucrats, the convicts, everybody spends their time trying not to work. How can I look like I'm working without working?
Look busy.
And it's disgusting. The more and people want to turn over the border to these people to the military. My God, you think you've got a problem with the immigration now? Turn it over to the military. These guys get paid a third, a quarter of what the U.S. Border guards get, so they'll be taking payoffs at a heck of a lot less. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. I just got word from Johnson here that looks like Steve Jobs is stepping down as CEO of Apple. So if that matters to you in some way, there's the news. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. We were talking about this article from the Atlantic Magazine here about the Ron Paul campaign, and what are you so afraid of? And I guess I would ask my audience that, too. What's the worst-case scenario if Ron Paul were to get elected? What is the worst-case scenario in your mind? Because I'd love to hear it. To me, I can find the worst-case scenario if one of these other sort of big government Republicans gets elected. I know what the worst-case scenario is. Nuclear war with one of the world's, premier powers. Because these people are dangerous.
I don't even think that's fear-mongering, Mark. I think that's a realistic fear at this point.
Isn't that pretty much what Sarah Palin threatened in the 2008 campaign? I'll blow them Ruskies off the map. I eat breakfast across from them. I mean, what? Whoa. I mean, I can understand why people voted for Obama just because of McCain's bomb Iran and her, I'm ready to blow me some Ruskies off the map. No doubt. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. It's a place where you can go, and we've got a couple of retailers there. Not only is Newegg, but Amazon. You can go through those links there at shop.freetalklive.com when you're doing your shopping online, and your prices won't be increased. You'll find the same great Amazon, same great products, same great service from Amazon, and you'll give just a little spiff back to Free Talk Live. We'd really appreciate it, and you'll feel a little better. Help spread the message of liberty by going to shop.freetalklive.com. I listen to a lot of different radio and podcasts out there, and here's a podcast that I think you'll really enjoy, verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins, he has a way of getting inside your head and making you feel good. I listen to his podcast because it makes me feel better. As a matter of fact, I haven't listened in a couple of weeks, and it's probably been because Ian hasn't been around, and I've just been so busy doing things, and I really need the decompression that I managed to get from verbal surgery. I really do recommend this podcast. I really do listen to this podcast.
Take a deep breath.
Yep, and listen to it yourself. See what I mean. Verbal surgery, even if you just have it playing in the background, it's subliminal. It gets into your mind and makes you feel better. Verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy that you did. Wayne?
So we were talking earlier about an article in Atlantic by Connor Friedersdorf entitled, Why Does Ron Paul Scare You? And we were down to a few paragraphs down where he was discussing that Ron Paul is a radical who wants to see more fundamental change than any other candidate, which we would agree with. Right, Mark?
Yeah, he does want to see more fundamental change. I think this country needs fundamental change, and I think a lot of it's clear with Ron Paul being sort of, you know, all the polls show him in the top tier at this point, it's clear that people understand there needs to be a radical change. They've seen what it's like to have Republicans in office in the last decade. They've seen what it's like to have Democrats in office. And both of them stink. They're ready to try something else.
More of the same, yeah. And radical problems do require radical solutions. And Ron Paul is least beholden to the political establishment.
He's a Boy Scout, as you've said many times, and they don't have something hanging over his head.
That's right.
You knew that Bill. You know that that people had pictures of Bill Clinton with girls, and you know they were using them against him. They had to be. And George Bush, I'm sure they've got, you know, with the cocaine and the, you know, the philandering before, and the dropping out of the military and all that other stuff. I'm sure they had something over on him too. The kissing pictures with the sheiks over there, and his dad being an oil man, his grandfather being some kind of basically in a criminal gang of some sort, as I recall. Maybe it was great-grandfather. I'm not sure. But, you know, these guys are part of the establishment. Ron Paul, although he's been elected 12 times, they can't get him. He votes no on everything. He is not a politician. He does not politic with these people.
Mm-hmm. Now, this author kind of questions his ability as an executive because he's never seen him as an executive because he is a congressman rather than Gary
Johnson.
Isn't
that the same argument? Isn't that the same? I wonder about the Gary Johnson versus Ron Paul thing, mm-hmm. but you know, it would appear that the polls have spoken at this point. I don't suspect Ron Paul will be running again in 2016, and somebody will have to bear that torch. And I think that Gary Johnson's probably the best choice to do that at this point. I mean, I was supporting Gary Johnson before Ron Paul really won the Ames, Iowa thing. And I still think Gary Johnson's, you know, in a lot of ways, a better choice. He's got the executive experience, and it's difficult to smear the guy. There's nothing, you know, going on there. He's, you know, the veto-inest governor in the history of the United States.
And he was easily reelected.
Yes.
Which says a lot.
There's a lot I like about him. But the same argument that he's making about Ron Paul not having the executive experience is the same argument that one could make about Barack Obama not having the executive experience.
Yes.
So.
And that's proven to be true in Obama's case.
Yep. Yeah. Let's take Kurt in New Hampshire. We've got a Ron Paul worst case scenario. Let's see what Kurt's got to say. Kurt?
There we go. Hi. Let's see. The worst possible thing that could happen if Ron Paul was elected was that he would get in, start working down things like debt and that sort of thing. The economy tanks anyway, and libertarianism and free markets and everything gets a bad name.
Yep, that is absolutely the worst thing that could happen. You're right. The fact is, I would hope that people understand that there's some bad medicine that needs to be taken, that you can't borrow your way to prosperity. And if you're, you know, I mean, any family, any group of people that has run up the kind of debt the United States has, I think more than 45% of its spending is debt. That means they're digging a hole pretty fast at this point. And that if you're going to turn that around, that means you've got to pay off some of that debt.
But you also, a lot of it has to be liquidated. There's a lot of bad debt that can never be paid off mathematically. And the only way to really have a recovery is you have to allow the bad debt to be liquidated. And when you do, you're going to have deflation. But deflation is better for the average person. It's bad for debtors. It's bad for the big institutions. Mm-hmm. It's bad for government because they're a huge debtor. But for individuals, deflation is actually a good thing because any money you have or any money you make will buy more.
Also, another point that would be made is Ron Paul would work very hard to get rid of the IRS entirely, not to replace it with a fair tax, but to get rid of it. And that would be pretty good for the economy.
It'd be great for the economy.
What you're saying, Kurt, is it's a worst-case scenario. And that would be a very bad scenario.
That would be bad.
It's probably going to tank before any new president takes office anyway. The way things are going right now, I just don't see it holding up. They could pull another rabbit out of their hats and kick the can down the road a little longer, but every dollar they're putting in now, they're getting minimal
results. They tried
results.
To pull a rabbit out of their hats with this last budget thing in August, and they weren't able to do it, and they're blaming it on the Tea Party, the business, you know, they've stopped our business as usual in Washington. And to some extent, that's true, and admittedly, the Tea Party didn't have the strength to institute something to fix it, but they did have the strength to stop the sort of business as usual thing. So
it changed the argument. Certainly it did that.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And, you know, to some extent, we're seeing the sort of what the worst-case scenario you're talking about, Kurt, with the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party is sort of nominally libertarian. People are calling it that and stuff. That's not the way I view it.
Right.
But,
no, definitely not.
Well, it depends on which Tea Party you're talking about. Are you talking about the Ron Paul supporter Tea Party, the original one, or are you talking about the part of it that's Republican Party co-opted?
Well, I don't think that the average person sees a difference.
Yeah.
And that's really the problem, is the media certainly doesn't see a difference. It's all the same thing to them.
But the alternative to Ron Paul, what he would want to do economically, would be hyperinflation, which we're going to hit if things keep going the way they are, and that will wipe out everybody.
Right.
That will be a lot more devastating. And in Germany, back in the 20s, that opened the door for Hitler because it was there was so much suffering due to hyperinflation.
Indeed.
Someone stood up and said, I can solve this, and he was believed.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, hopefully at this point, Ron Paul standing up and saying that he can solve this will be a very good thing. I hate to see, you know, I'd hate to see some kind of repeat of that with the hyperinflation and that kind of thing.
You see, at least there's somebody filling the vacuum who actually is authentic and not a power monger. The ironic thing about Ron Paul is that he wants to get into power to give back power back to us as individuals rather than take power he's not doing it for
himself.
Yes, he's not doing it for self. Yeah, he's not doing it for self aggrandizement. He's doing it really for humanity.
Look at the way the last election cycle ended. He stood up and said, "Fine, I'm not going to win. That's cool, but the message is what's important." And he's giving the same speech for 30 years, and he says the same thing and gets the message out, and the message gets gotten.
And he advocated people vote for third parties, and that's really big right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying, well, I'd like a third option to vote for. And I think that as time goes by, that can only benefit Ron Paul as people say, well, you know, there isn't going to be a third option because there's not going to be people.
You could see it in this election, by the way. If the Republican Party really screws Ron Paul over in this election, it's conceivable because he's already said he's not running for re-election. He already, I remember seeing that he's selling his house down in Lake Jackson, Texas. It's very possible he could run for president as an independent, even though he's not really talking about it right now.
Interesting. Kurt, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.